Faces of oil puddings and tastes of sandboard coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Fairmont Men's College, Fairmont, California. On behalf of Betsy Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Rain Oval, and Dorcas Sooty, the Gordon Waters, the Stern, Pat Benson, the Gershwin Queen, Jack Mathers, and our special guest, Roy Rogers, and the Sons of the Pioneers. And here are Betsy Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
And the Claremont.
Yeah. Well, Charlie?
Yeah. Oh, you frightened me, Bergen. You really gave me quite a stir.
Good.
Don't ever sneak up on me like that.
No, all right, I won't. I'm sorry. I didn't know, Charlie. I didn't know you were so high strung.
Oh, I am, Bergen. Really, I am. I am just a bundle of nerves.
Is that so?
Yeah. Not just plain nerves, but twitching nerves.
Is that so?
Just a mess of nerves. There I go again.
Yeah. Well, what brought all this on?
Undoubtedly overwork, Mr. Bergen.
Overwork?
Yes, sir. My poor little brain, it's just always, you know, it's just always ticking, ticking, ticking.
Yes.
Schoolwork, homework, tests, examination. I tell you, Bergen, it's driving me mad.
Yes.
Really, utterly mad.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Charlie, but remember, hard work never killed anyone.
No, but there's no use taking any chances. Oh, my poor little brain just can't take it. It's muscle bound from something.
Yeah. Well, what is the trouble?
Well, I got a physiology test tomorrow.
Yes.
Messy things, you know.
Yes.
It's all about the brain and the nervous system, you see?
Yes.
Oh, it's very technical. Pardon me.
No.
There ought to be one down there.
No. I suppose you tell me what you know about the brain.
Well, the brain.
Yes.
My brain is bounded on the north by hair.
Yes.
On the east and west by ears, and on the south by knee.
I see. Well, that's quite good.
Yeah.
If you really are interested, Charlie, in passing this test, I'll be glad to help you.
Oh, you are good.
Yes. Now, let's take the divisions of the brain.
All right, we will.
Yes. And if you won't mind, I will use some technical terms.
Please do.
Yes.
You know, I've read up on this stuff myself a little, you know.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes. I'm not illiterate.
No. Now, the brain is divided into three parts.
Uh-huh.
Cerebrum, cerebellum, and the medulla oblongata.
Uh-huh.
Now, what are they? I say, what are they?
Well, you just said them.
Yes, I know. I want you to tell me what they are.
Weren't you listening?
Yes. I repeat, the cerebrum, the cerebellum, and the medulla oblongata.
Uh-huh.
Now, what are they?
There's the cereal, the silly belly, and the oblong alligator.
No.
Warm?
No, you're not even warm. They're Latin words.
Make it a Latin alligator.
No. I thought you'd read books on the subject.
Well, I say books. It wasn't a very fat book. It didn't cover it thoroughly.
I see.
Tell the truth, it was more of a pamphlet.
A pamphlet?
Yeah.
How thick?
Oh, I see around one page.
Around one page. Was it Heflinger's treatise on psychoneurology?
Not Heflinger's, no. Oh, I don't think it was.
Well, just what was it?
Well, if you must know, it was on the back of an iodine bottle.
On the back of an iodine bottle. Just as I thought, you know nothing whatsoever about the subject.
I think that sums it up, yeah.
Yeah. Very well. Now, let's take the Latin word cerebellum.
All right.
Let's break it down.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Let's pull the legs off first. Now, wait.
Now, first of all, what does Sarah mean to you?
Nothing, really. She's hardly more than a good friend. But a lovable kid, all right.
Now, what about Bellum?
She came in with Sarah, all right.
I can see I'll have to give you a simple illustration of how the brain works.
Well, you got the brain to do it, buddy.
Yeah.
Now, I like those little nasty digs. All right.
Now, let us take an example.
Let's do.
Now, suppose, let us say I want to move my arm.
Oh, let's say that.
Yeah.
Oh, what mad fun. All right.
I want to move my arm, and lo and behold, it moves.
It did, didn't it?
Yes.
Oh, you're so clever. Do you tie your own shoelaces?
Now, that was an example of a voluntary action. Now, I'll give you an example of an involuntary action.
Well, you can't pronounce it almost.
Yeah, yeah. Suppose I put your hand on a hot stove.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, well, all right. I'll put my hand on a hot stove.
That I like.
Yeah, all right. I'll put it another way.
Put it in the stove.
No. You're standing on a railroad track and a train is coming along. What do you do?
I get off the track.
No, you don't.
Oh, that's a fine thing. First you try to burn my hand and now you try to throw me under a train. Help, murder!
Anita Garden joins Lane Oval in the orchestra to bring you A Dance at Your Wedding. The most packages that come into the house is a secret the next few weeks. But here's one you can't open too soon because of what's inside. Royal Pudding.
Let's get the flavor, more food and fill. More food energy than sweet fresh milk.
Royal!
More food energy than sweet fresh milk.
Yes, more food energy than sweet fresh milk. That's the simple story of Royal Pudding. Mothers know the magic in milk. It's rich in proteins, vitamins, minerals, food energy. And Royal Puddings give even more, yes, even more food energy than the sweet, fresh milk you make them with. Give your children lots of milk and lots of Royal Puddings. Children must have food energy for the running and jumping that helps develop better bodies. A big, delicious serving of Royal costs just a few cents. So try Royal Puddings. Rich, delicious chocolate, smooth, creamy vanilla, mellow, golden butterscotch.
Royal Pudding. Rich and rich in flavor, most of food and chill. More food and
Well, Mortimer.
Yeah, that's right. I'm certainly glad to see you.
Bill?
I really am.
So, yeah. I hate to say this, but you got awful poor taste.
Yeah. I notice you've been reading a book here a lot lately. Are you coming to the end of it?
Well, I'm almost at the beginning now.
I see. Well, may I see the book?
Right here, please, Mr. Burton.
Yes. Why, this is a diary.
Neil.
Why, it's the one I gave you last New Year's.
Neil, that's right. Plain book, yeah.
And you haven't written a thing in it.
No.
Well, how can you read a book that has no reading matter in it?
Well, it ain't easy.
No, I... Didn't you realize that it wasn't a storybook?
Well, I thought the plot was kind of weak in them.
Yeah, they were... Mortimer, a diary is a personal journal or a memorandum of one's thoughts, activities, and achievements, useful in later years in recalling nostalgic images of the past. I'll show you how to keep your diary.
Thank you, yes.
Now, we'll start with today.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Now, what was the first thing you did this morning?
Oh, it's free now. I woke up.
You woke up. I see.
Yeah. Well, was that yesterday?
No. All right. Now, what did you do after you woke up?
I watched the sun come up.
You watched the sun come up?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't take long.
Yeah, it took all morning.
All morning.
I was looking the wrong way.
Oh, well, that's too bad. And then what did you do this afternoon?
Well, I was, let's see, this afternoon I, let's see now, boom de dum boom 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 boom. What was the question?
What was the question?
Well,
you certainly have a poor memory.
Yeah, poor but honest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember I sat in the phone booth.
Oh, you sat in the phone booth. Uh-huh. Had a lot of calls to make.
Well, I just wanted to be there in case somebody called me.
All right. Now, did you do anything worthwhile today?
Well, yeah, from 2 to 4, I was real busy.
Uh-huh.
Watching a bug.
Watching a bug. And what was the bug doing?
Watching me.
Watching
me.
So far, you've done nothing worth recording in your diary. Now, what do you do the rest of the day?
Well, from then on, I'm afraid I just wasted my time.
Yeah. Well, you're utterly ridiculous. Today, I'm not going to ask you what makes you so stupid.
Oh, no?
No.
What's the matter? Are you losing interest in me?
Yeah, I think so.
The cowboy out.
Well, I'm dressed this way because we're expecting Roy Rogers.
Lucky we're not expecting Lady Godiva.
What was that?
My, what was that? Who in the world?
Well, I'm awful sorry, folks, but my 45 was leaking.
Oh, I see.
Hiya, Roy.
Well, howdy, Charlie. How are you?
We're always glad to welcome the king of the cowboys.
Oh, rather, yes. You'll forgive me for not curtsying, you see, but I have a child horse in my leg.
I don't make so much fuss, Hope. You know how honest I am. Well, now, where do I plug in my neon pants?
Yeah, oh, my goodness, yeah. Roy,
how do you like my new outfit? Don't you think I'm wild and woolly?
Well, you might be wild, but with such a high forehead, I doubt it will ever be woolly.
Well, there might be something in that.
Roy, I sure envy you being a famous cow catcher.
Oh, sure, Charlie, anybody can be a movie cowboy.
A girl can't, you know.
Oh.
You've got the easy job. You never get thrown from a microphone.
No, have you ever tried to stay on top of a hooper?
I say, Mr. Rogers, tell me, how can a person become successful in these Western cinemas?
Well, for one thing, you have to have a smart horse like Trigger.
Oh, yeah.
He can count up to 20.
Oh, that's remarkable. No toes, either.
Trigger can do just about anything but talk.
Well, Bergen can arrange that, too. But all kidding aside, I wish I were in your boots.
So do I. My feet are killing me.
I mean, you picture cowboys have a cinch, I think.
Oh, you think it's easy, huh?
I know.
Well, it's pretty rugged out on picture locations. You know, we even sleep out at night.
Yeah? Well, they don't come too rugged for me. I'm an old cow hand from Chasing Sand. Let's get going, partner.
But it certainly is nice out here under these stars.
Yeah, but it's cold out here.
Well, move closer to the campfire.
If I move any closer, I'll be the campfire. What in the world is that stuff?
Well, that's the coyote's mating call.
Mating call? Sure sounds like they hate to get married, doesn't it? Hey, Roy, how about playing on your guitar, huh?
Well, how would you like to hear me sing a song? Well, I'll sing it anyway. That is, if the Sons of the Pioneers will help me out.
Oh, yeah. Take my woman, my favorite and
now, Trigger Johnson was a gambling cur who went and joined the Western Social Club, where shooting dice was everybody's whim. It seems they favored everyone but him.
Loaded pistols and loaded dice, take my warning, I'll pay the price. Cause it ain't healthy to try and fly.
The sharp day was taking him for fair. He said, I know the game ain't on the square. I mean, them loaded dice ain't gonna do. Cause I've got something here that's loaded too.
Loaded pistols and loaded dice. Take my warning, I'll pay the price. Cause it ain't healthy to try and find.